Has there ever been a time along your career path that you've thought, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't know if this is for me. Maybe I should change it up.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Many times, especially teaching can be really hard. And that's another one of the questions. There was like a bunch of questions that I was thinking about earlier before coming on here. Teaching is really hard. It's not like, even though I love art and it's my favorite thing in the world and I can talk about it like for 700 hours about how wonderful it is, it's hard to tell people how to do things. And it's hard to be in classrooms and public school classrooms. People are not there because they sign up to be there. It's not like teaching college. It's not like they know what to expect.
Right.
And making art is hard for a lot of people, like 75% of people. It's hard. They feel bad about themselves sometimes when they're doing it. Like earlier, you were like, I can't draw. That's totally normal. And so being in a classroom, sometimes people are really resistant to being prompted to do different things and they feel bad about themselves. And like, I'm there as like super kindness person. And I'm like, I love what you're doing. You know, it's because they're making something. And I think that pretty much 99% of the time, it's wonderful, whatever mm-hmm. they're doing, because they're doing it and it's coming from their heart and all this wonderful stuff. But a lot of the time, you know, I get cussed at, or I get tell me. Recently, somebody called me Four Eyes, which is funny. I wear glasses.
This all has that to stuff. Be a young so, student.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
But times like that, like it's easy for me to not take it personally because I've done it so many times. Uh-huh. But at the beginning of doing this, sometimes I'm like, why am I actually here? This person tells me that they don't want me to be here, and they don't. Then I'm not helping them and all these other things. And I like in my heart know that I am helping and stuff like that. And I'm not taking it personally because they're having a hard day. Like maybe they didn't eat. Sometimes, you know, I talk to them about it too. Like, are you okay? Are you tired? Like whatever. And then they are tired. Mm-hmm. And it's after school sometimes when I'm teaching and they're tired of being in school.
Right.
And they're tired of people telling them what to do all day. And I'm like providing a safe and fun environment, but that's not necessarily safe and fun for them right then. And that makes sense. All of that makes sense. And so sometimes in those situations, I'm like, what am I actually doing? Why am I doing this? And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep teaching art to whatever age group, probably for the rest of my life. I think it's so fun. And I'll find different situations, and I have mm-hmm. find different situations to do it. You know, maybe it'll be in college again soon. Maybe it'll be more kindergarten. I don't know. Whatever. I love it. So it's really fun. And I feel like I'm contributing all the time. Yes, but still, I have the days when I'm like, why am I actually here? Because somebody told me they don't want me to be there. So it's just hard. I think any job is like that, though, really. Like, sure. Whatever yeah. you're doing, it's not like you're always reevaluating your decisions, but it's just hard to be a human in the world. And we just have to follow what we feel like we need to do. Mm-hmm. And whatever that is, you know, just try as hard as you can. You know, put all into it. And I think in the end, even if you're like sometimes, oh man, I'm doing the wrong thing, I don't feel like I really am contributing to the world. And I think that's a lot of the time that's kind of where people are coming from in their career choices and like deciding, you know, I'm going to go into this because I feel like I have more to contribute if I follow that, whatever it is. If you just keep doing it, eventually some kid will come in and they'll be like, yes, this is my favorite. Okay, good. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really like to ask that question because I love to see how people fight through those situations.